Sit upright, chest up, shoulders down, palms upward on the thighs, head level. Behind closed eyes, lift your gaze to the point between the eyebrows. Let's do the double breath three times. Inhale through the nose, short, long. Now tense the entire body, arms and legs, hands and feet. Exhale through the mouth, short, long, relax. Repeat, inhale and tense, vibrating with vitality and joy. Exhale, relaxing deeply. One more, inhale and tense. Exhale, relax. It would be good to have meditated some minutes before, but let's begin with our chakra exercises. First, visualize the Sushumna, the astral spine, deep in the center of the body, a hollow tube about the thickness of your thumb, rising from the base of the spine in the center of the body up to the base of the brain at the medulla oblongata, and then arching, curving forward to the spiritual eye. Gently sway the body side to side. Imagine the Sushumna resists this swaying motion so that you can feel its presence. And gradually let the swaying subside until the body is still and you can still feel the Sushumna. We're going to begin now at the base of the spine, at the Muladhara Chakra, the earth center. We're going to tense and relax the muscles around each of these centers. Begin there with the anal or sphincter muscles. Gently tense them, hold, focus your gaze through the point between the eyebrows, mentally strike the Muladhara Chakra three times with the mantra Om. Om, Om, Om. Relax. Draw the energy there up the spine to the point between the eyebrows and draw its qualities into your own consciousness. Qualities of earth, steadfastness, strength, self-restraint against negativity and addiction and all that is harmful. My word is my bond. I am strong in myself. All that I seek await discovery within my being. Imagine you are a rock, a mountain, impervious to the elements, unshakable. In your loyalty to your high ideals and your spiritual practices, now come up an inch and a half opposite the genital organs. Tense those organs gently. Hold them in. Draw them in, up, while you gaze through the point between the eyebrows. Now strike the Swadhisthana chakra, the water element, with the mental affirmation, the mantra, Om. Only silently now. Om, Om, Om. Now relax the tension. Invite the energy, the gifts of this chakra, to rise up the spine, to be received consciously into your consciousness at the point between the eyebrows. Water is pure. It is humble. It serves all and finds its way flowing to the sea of peace, to the sea of bliss. In this, water is wise and all-knowing, selfless, supported by the banks of the river, supported by earth, by the steadfastness of high ideals. Water finds its natural direction and flow. Feel a cleansing, weightless waterfall is bathing your mind and your body and every cell with purity. I flow through life in grace and poise. Now come up opposite the navel, the Manipur chakra, the element of fire. Thrust the navel in, hold it there. Mentally strike it three times with the mantra of Om. Now relax, having ignited the fire in the center of your earth. Let that fire rise with joy, enthusiasm, and especially with the desire to meditate, to be still, to find the truth that shall make you free. You are committed to the path of truth and devotion. Nothing and no one can stop me. As the fire rises, it cools into the element of air opposite the heart. Pull the shoulder blades back. Mentally strike the heart chakra, Anahata chakra, three times with the sound of Om. Om, Om, Om. Relax and soar with the eagle high above the earth. I am free. I am free. Feel great compassion for all the creatures and beings of the earth. See the earth is green. Feel its healing power. Embrace all life as your very own. Now soar upwards to the source of all love, to love itself, devotion to truth, devotion to the source of all life. Enter the narrow passageway of the neck, to the throat center, Vishuddha Chakra, the element of space or ether. Contract the throat at the center, gently. Keep your gaze uplifted, striking it with the mantra of Om. Relax. Feel the energy of space expanding outward in all directions, above, below, ahead, behind, as if floating in all space. All objects are part of you. I am safe and secure. Nothing and no one can harm me, for all things are part of me. Feel the confidence of truth and self-awareness. I am free. I am free. In myself, I am free. Now mentally look upwards. You see the heavens above, countless stars. One of those stars is yours, is you. Pluck that star from the starry sky, rising to the base of the brain, the negative pole of the sixth chakra, the Ajna chakra, the medulla oblongata. Lift the shoulders, tilt the head back, push the energy into the medulla and strike it. The chant of Om 3 times. Relax, away from all form and name, just pure consciousness, self-awareness, I everywhere. No past, no future, no subconscious, no experiences, but pure consciousness, the pure ego. Now, as if gently bowing your head, knitting your eyebrows, offer the self into the great self of all, at the point between the eyebrows, the Kutastha Chaitanya, where the great light of God appears, the source of bliss. Mentally chant there, from joy I came, for joy I live, in sacred joy I melt. Feel your consciousness expanding outward in all directions, through the three worlds of physical, astral, ideational, into the pure bliss of spirit beyond all creation. Tattvamasi, O thou art that, from all eternity. Om Sa, I am he, become so hum, he is I. I and my Father are one. Now draw back into the spiritual eye, and we'll go down the chakras more quickly. Strike the spiritual eye mentally 3 times with the mantra of Om. Relax. Come down to the medulla, strike it 3 times with Om. Dropping down to the throat center. Om, om, om. Gradually drawing down to the heart center. Om, om, om. Down to the navel, chanting Om 3 times. To the Swadhisthan, water element, 3 times. Om. Lastly, to the earth center, Muladhara. Om, om, om. Let's come up once again, slowly. Imagine a great current of light and energy is rising through the Sushumna, the astral spine, coming up to the Muladhara chakra. Strike it there. Feel the qualities of strength, self-restraint, loyalty. Coming up to the Swadhisthana, strike it there with this energy and light. Humility, purity of consciousness, wisdom, adaptability, gentleness. Rising towards the Manipur chakra, element of fire. Go deep within, into the inner self, into the stillness. Rise up now to the heart, striking the Anahata, releasing great devotion. In turn, it rises upwards to the throat center. Expansion of consciousness throughout all space, all three worlds. Narrowing now to the single point of consciousness at the medulla. And then expanding outward into bliss, into light at the spiritual eye. From that point, gaze below to all the chakras, all the doors to light themselves. Walking up and down amidst the stones of fire as the great prophet Ezekiel did upon the holy mountain of God, or as Paramahansa Yogananda put it, worship on the altar of the spine. So now go up and down the chakras mentally. You can do it with the breath if you like. Lightly striking each one. And down two or three times. And when you're ready, rest in the self and radiate the light and power and bliss of the chakras outward in all directions, blessing all mankind, all creatures, all life. Great light of God. Meditate in silence now for just a few moments.